Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pasyata Desha Tarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I was thinking today that we're trying to see the Lord in the heart of all living entities. This is definitely a vision you'd like to place in everybody's heart of Radha Kalachandri today. Is so beautiful, right? If you could place that in everybody's heart, it'd be very ecstatic to see Krishna in everybody's heart. It's so beautiful. Every time you picture every living being, just think, there's Krishna in the heart. So this most holy day of Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day, it is said that the appearance and disappearance are different, are the same in the sense of the Vaishnavas, the appearance or disappearance, but Srila Prabhupada showed everyone how to live in Krishna consciousness, and also how to die properly. And it was difficult for me to try and decide what to speak about, but I wanted to try to kind of bring everybody there to the scene. And Tamal Krishna Goswami years ago wrote this beautiful Prabhupada Antyalila, the final pastimes of Srila Prabhupada. He wrote it in a dramatic form, but the actual conversations that are going on between Srila Prabhupada and all the devotees in the different pastimes are pretty much exact word for word, because he was there and he took notes and he wrote a diary. And if anybody remembers Tamal Krishna Goswami's memory, he had a really, 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 really good memory. When he was writing, I remember the Jagannath Priya Natakam. In order to, be consistent with the writing and the inspiration, he could remember pages and pages of what he had written before, word for word. He didn't have any lack of memory, in other words. He was really like one of those Shrutidhara people. He could remember everything. So it's very beautiful. There's three... Well, there's kind of like three main episodes here that I'm going to read. I'm not going to read the whole book. Close to the whole thing, but I'm not going to read the whole book. I'm just going to read the parts where it's the conversations and the actual situation. I also spoke to Chitsukananda Prabhu last night, because he was there at the time. And we'll talk about that after. So what happened was, Srila Prabhupada was very ill. And the devotees were Tamal Krishna Goswami and many others, Bhakti Chu Swami and so many other devotees were there taking care of him. And they decided... Actually, I'm going to go ahead and read that first part too. Somehow, you can't... This is part of the deal, so I have to... They decided that they were going to try and bring Srila Prabhupada to the West. So the first stop was going to be London. Second stop was going to be New York en route to the Pennsylvania farm, Gita Nagari. So at that time, the Radha Damodar devotees, many of them were getting ready to go to the farm. Many of them were there preparing Prabhupada's quarters. I was part of the devotees who were distributing books, collecting the donations, the Lakshmi, to kind of renovate. And I don't know where Dwijata Pujaka, where you were at that time. Where? Oh, okay. Oh, okay. So Prabhupada was getting ready to come. And so here's a little the part about when he's coming to England. And this is a written, I'm going to say everybody's name, what they're, who they're saying, because it's like, he wrote it in a sense of like, if somebody were to reenact this as a play, but actually it's the actual conversation. Bhakti Chu Swami, like a child, this is in Prabhupada's sitting room towards the end of July, late in the evening. Like a child born to elderly parents, I feel that I've missed the joy of our father's younger days. Please describe them to me, Tamal Krishna Goswami. These photos speak far more eloquently than I ever could. They walk from photo to photo in Prabhupada's room. Oh, Prabhupada's laughter is like the sun rising brilliantly on the horizon. And here, they're going to different pictures, and here, with his head touching the petals of a rose. How similar, Prabhupada and the rose, both fragrant and soft, but watch for the thorns. There are tests, after all, one must pass to qualify for his grace. Tamal Krishna Goswami chuckles. I remember one morning, during a walk through Golden Gate Park in San Francisco, Prabhupada stopped to praise the humility of the grass and the kindness of a boy feeding some pigeons. He talked about the voices of the woods, the groan of an old redwood here, the mating call of a thrush there, deftly pointing out nature's simple yet wise lessons to us all. Excuse me. On another morning walk, this time at Venice Beach, he exposed a scientist's bluff with a simple common sense. As easily as Krishna could crush the pride of Kamsa's big wrestlers. How different things seem now. Bhakti Chu Swami. Prabhupada hadn't taken his morning walk for at least 6 months. Even riding in a car is too exhausting. Tamal Krishna. But his consciousness is completely unaffected. Though the illness has certainly taken its toll in other ways. Bhakti Chu. Here. Look here how briskly he moved through the airport lounges, mobbed by hundreds of ecstatic devotees. Tamal Krishna. He is three times our age, yet none of us could keep up with him. He challenged us in so many ways and always came out victorious. He said that it was our youth that kept him from growing old. Bhakti Chu. This looks like an early fire sacrifice. Isn't that Brahmananda helping Prabhupada? Tamal Krishna. Yes, New York City, probably 1968 or 69. Bhakti Chu Swami quietly laughing. Devotees say, my getting first, second, and then sannyasi initiation all within 2 months was extraordinary. Tamal Krishna jokingly. You're a demigod, Bhakti Chu. They also take birth without pregnancy. Bhakti Chu laughs. And then Tamal Krishna Maharaj continues, seriously, others are apparently not so fortunate. We've got more than 200 devotees asking for initiation. I haven't told Prabhupada because he told Bhagatji that this illness is the result of accepting so many disciples. Prabhupada, another picture, Prabhupada lecturing at Juhu beside Radha Rasa Vihari. Should we title this The Loyal Soldier? Bhakti Chu. Giriraj told me that Srila Prabhupada considered fighting for Rasa Rasa Vihari his greatest victory of all. Gurudev, yes, he did. and it was a long battle, and still going on. Only now it has taken a new turn. Bhakti Chu, what do you mean, Tomokrishna Goswami? When he first installed these deities, he promised them he would build them the most magnificent temple of all, if only they could stand in this tin shed to keep everything secure while he negotiated for the land. Radha Rasavihari kept their end of the bargain, and now Srila Prabhupada is pressuring us to complete the temple. Sometimes I think that his promise to Radha Rasavihari more than anything else keeps Prabhupada struggling to survive. Bhakti Chu, what a contrast between that simple shed and this great palace. Tamal Krishna, the chateau in France, Prabhupada is surrounded by the French devotees. He looks so noble, yet no more than when sitting in a thatched hut in Mayapur or huddled together with hundreds of karmis on the 747. Another photo. That photo was taken while walking through the streets of Moscow. Bhakti Chu, it seems that he alone has the courage and inspiration to travel to foreign lands and humbly beg Malechas and Yavanas to please accept the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whenever I see this early picture of Srila Prabhupada standing in Tompkins Square Park, I'm struck by his compassion and quiet determination. Tamal Krishna Goswami, the hardships he has gone through, everyone is indebted to him, although most people know nothing of him. Bhakti Chu, this is the real cause of Prabhupada's illness. Tamal Krishna, not the failure of his kidneys or mere age. Bhakti Chu, but the sins of the world. Tamal Krishna, our sins. Bhakti Chu, it is our sins that bear most heavily. Bhakti Chu, I feel guilty. Do you, Tamal Krishna? Guilty and indebted. Eternally indebted. Bhakti Chu, helplessly. What can we do? When I see Prabhupada being offered a plate of prasadam, I feel even worse. He asked me to cook for him, but takes nothing more than a little juice, and that very rarely. Seeing as he was before, healthy, vigorous, I feel hopeless. Tamal Krishna, never say that. Bhakti Chu, Maharaj, do you think Prabhupada will ever recover? Tamal Krishna, will the sun rise? Can you imagine that it won't? Well, in my mind, it's the same with Prabhupada. Without the sun, this world would be finished. It's like that. I can't think of living without him. Prabhupada seems to be living on love alone. And if our love grows faint from selfishness or neglect, Bhakti Chu, forgive me. I become somewhat feverish during these months of his ordeal. Srila Prabhupada binds me to him with his affection and then shatters my hopes by saying there's no chance he'll recover. Love is a cruel prison keeper. It brings me to the point of death and then suddenly grants me a reprieve. Tamal Krishna, who's that coming down the stairs, Bhakti Chu? Maybe it's Upendra, Bhagatji, and he were alone with Prabhupada. Upendra to Tamal Krishna, good, you're still up. Prabhupada wants to see you. Wait a moment while I bring him in from the veranda. Bhakti Chu, what could Srila Prabhupada want? Tamal Krishna, at this hour, I'm not sure. You go ahead and take some rest. If it's important, I'll wake you up, Bhakti Chu. Good night, Maharaj. He exits. Tamal Krishna Goswami, Bhagatji will know. He is a bridge basi, and Srila Prabhupada speaks freely with him. Bhagatji, Dandavat Maharaj. Tamal Krishna, Bhagatji, I thought you were too old to climb these stairs. Bhagatji, proud of his loyalty. Maharaj, for Prabhupada, I'd climb a mountain. Tamal Krishna, serious. What has Prabhupada been speaking about? Bhagatji, Prabhupada is not talking tonight. He gave me his hand to hold. Tamal Krishna, Prabhupada says your massage is very good. Bhagatji, tonight there was no massage. I think Prabhupada is feeling lonely. Prabhupada finally breaking the silence. Everybody, they came into the room. I think no one recovers from this disease. It is called dropsy. Look it up in a dictionary. He indicates the dictionary on his desk. Tamal Krishna Goswami. Dropsy, abnormal amount of fluid in the bodily tissues causing swelling. He looked up for a response and then adds, your eyes seem cloudy. Prabhupada, I can no longer see properly. Small Krishna, Upendra and I were saying that you haven't done any translation for days. Prabhupada, shaking his head. My brain is also not working. He pauses. According to medical science, the only cure is cutting or dialysis. My present health is so weak that death can take place at any time. Small Krishna Goswami. But Ayurvedic medicine says there's a cure. According to the Kaviraj, the fluid that is collected in your body is actually transformed blood. That is why you're feeling so weak, and you haven't eaten anything for more than a month. Prabhupada, discouraged. How shall I eat when I have no taste? In my opinion, all doctors and their medicines are failures. Small Krishna, keeping up the encouragement. But you have always said that there must be some doctor, just as a woman must have a husband. What will happen if you reject the help of all doctors? Prabhupada, then I'll become a widow. He pauses, acknowledging the serious concern. One thing you can do, in your daily routine, you can pray to Krishna. If you want him to stay, please cure him. And if not, please take him away. We are fully surrendered to you. Now it depends on your desire to keep him alive or let him leave this world. But so far, I am concerned. I am praying, Krishna Twadiya Parapankacha Pancharanta. My dear Krishna, please help me die immediately so the swan of my mind may be encircled by the stem of your lotus feet. Otherwise, the time of my final breath, when my throat is choked up, how will it be possible for me to think of you? Bhagatji, making a loving protest. Srila Prabhupada, you will never forget Krishna. You are the greatest yogi, and not even death can disturb your meditation. We are not so advanced that we know how to meditate on Krishna. All we can see is your two lotus feet. Your young children still cling to you. It is not proper for a father to abandon such small children. Prabhupada acknowledging, it is only due to their prayers that I am still living. My Guru Maharaj left very dissatisfied, but I like their association. I am surrendered to Krishna, whatever he desires. Bhagatji, ISKCON must be first made stronger. Prabhupada, that I am also thinking. Such a big society, the aims and objects may not be dismantled. I am thinking from that angle. Tamal Krishna Goswami, energetically. And Bombay is still unfinished. Radha Ras Vihari stand waiting. And the Bhagavatam is not complete. Prabhupada despondently. What can I do? I am trying my best, but I see no indication of improvement. Therefore, I think it is not Krishna's desire. Perhaps Krishna does not want me to recover. Then there is silence. Small Krishna, with sudden inspiration. Srila Prabhupada, why not travel to the West? Then there's a long silence. Prabhupada, determined. Let me die gloriously in Vrindavan. Small Krishna, persisting. That's just it. Devotees come here to die. Once before you left Vrindavan against all others' advice. By turning your back on old age and not caring for death, you gave everyone in this world a chance for eternal life. Now you must do it again. Prabhupada, there's a Bengali proverb. Even if you go to heaven, your forehead will go with you. This disease is in the kidneys, so wherever I go, the kidneys will go as well. Tamal Krishna, undeterred. If you were to tour your temples and see all the devotees serving so sincerely, their love would sustain your life, and you could visit the farms, eat home-grown food, drink fresh water. Surely your appetite and taste would return. Prabhupada responding somewhat, actually, I have a further ambition. People are suffering from agnosticism. I want to drive agnosticism from the face of this world. Upendra supportively, Tamal Krishna is right. With you personally present among them, the devotees would work so hard that agnosticism would be annihilated. My Guru Maharaj left very dissatisfied, but I like their association, talking about his disciples. Anyway, I have to go, but yeah, I just got called. I have to call it back. But everybody can still stay. We're going to continue reading. One thing that I want to say later on in these past times is that when Prabhupada came back after being in London and he came back to Vrindavan, the devotees did not want Prabhupada to leave, but Prabhupada really wanted to leave. He said so many times, "Let me go, let me go." He was saying, but the devotees were too much in anxiety and they didn't want him to leave. So at one point, Lokanath Swami came in and told Prabhupada the preaching news. He was doing bullock cart preaching, traveling, and then somebody else came in and said, I think it was Hamsa Dutta, or somebody came in and said, "It's Govardhan Puja tomorrow. We can go take you to Govardhan Hill." And Prabhupada was, "Yes, I want to go to Govardhan." And then everybody was saying what kind of cart it was. It was just a vegetable cart. At least, it wasn't a very good cart that they wanted to take Prabhupada on. And the roads are very bad. There are lots of holes in the road. So it made like a split in the devotees because a lot of the devotees wanted Prabhupada to go. So they created a split in the devotees, and a lot of devotees really wanted to fulfill Prabhupada's desire because he wanted to go, and the other devotees felt that it would kill Prabhupada very quickly if he got jostled on the vegetable cart with the oxen. So they became completely in anxiety, and Tamal Krishna Goswami, Bhattachu Maharaj, Bhagat Ji, and a few other devotees were all like, "No, we don't want you to go." And then finally, in the evening, they came in, and Prabhupada saw their faces, and he asked them, "So you don't want me to go? You're asking me not to go?" And they said, "Yes, Srila Prabhupada, not tomorrow. It's the road. They won't have the proper cart. The road's really bad. Why do you have to go tomorrow? And without the proper facility." So they really didn't want Prabhupada to leave. And before that, Kirtanananda Swami was there, and they all had a meeting. Because they said it was getting so bad, Prabhupada's health was so bad, but Prabhupada said, "Krishna's given me full independence. I can come or go as I like." So they said, "Oh, Prabhupada said, so let's use that understanding and beg Prabhupada to stay. If Krishna's given you full independence, then you can stay." So then they went in, and Kirtananda was crying on Prabhupada's bed, and Prabhupada was rubbing his head, and couldn't speak for a long time. And finally, he said, "Prabhupada, please stay." He says, "So that is your decision?" Because they went and had a meeting about it. He says, "Okay, I'll stay." And then he had a big cup of grape juice, a full glass. He drank the whole thing because he knew if he didn't eat, he could never get better. So he was trying to encourage the devotees that he was going to stay. So I don't know exactly where, I don't want to know where, some people came up with this idea that Prabhupada was poisoned, that people wanted, but when you read this diary and you hear what is the, they wanted him to stay no matter what. You know what I mean? There was no question of anybody really wanting Prabhupada to go, except some of the devotees were there when Prabhupada said, "I want to go, I want to go." And they said, "We should let him go. He wants to go." And other devotees were like, "No, we can't. What are we going to do without him?" So nobody really wanted him to go. But some were supportive of fulfilling his desire to go on parikram, and if he left on parikram, Prabhupada said it's natural. Parikram is natural, and death is natural. So if I go and I die on parikram, that's glorious. So it's very My wonderful. wife's going to read, if that's okay, unless somebody else wants to come up and read.
Okay, Prabhupada. Someone once told me that at 81 there would be some change. What is 1896 subtracted from the present? Upendra, 81 exactly. Prabhupada, ready to consider. Let us consult an astrologer whether I shall go, whether I shall be cured, how long I shall live. I was born in the evening at 4 p.m. It was Nanda Utsava. You can consult an old Panchika to see the day. It was Tuesday. Bhagatji, what is your opinion? Bhagatji, morosely, no one should recommend traveling from Vrindavan in this condition. I think Tamal Krishna Maharaj is more cruel than Akrura. Prabhupada, taking up the argument himself, to remain in Vrindavan is a sentiment. Wherever our centers are, that is Vaikuntha. New York, Los Angeles, Paris, London, Melbourne. I am not so limited to think a certain place is my country. Everything is Krishna's. Why should I limit him? Once I had a dream that Vaikuntha men came to take me. They were all white men with shaven heads. Tamal Krishna, full steam. Krishna told Arjuna, either you will be killed on the battlefield and attain the heavenly planets, or you will conquer and enjoy the earthly kingdom. Therefore, get up with determination and fight. You can see this is a little comment that there's a loving rasa between the spiritual master and Krishna here. There's a little, the disciple. Prabhupada fully responsive. At least my disciples will know I came at the risk of my life. They are the future hope, and it's my duty to enthuse them. Krishna ordered Arjuna, and I am Arjuna's servant. A soldier should die fighting on the battlefield. What is this slow death? Let me die a glorious death, fulfilling the order of my Guru Maharaj. And if it is in New York, enthrone me on the roof. There's no other place. So long I die among you, that is Vaikuntha. Tamal Krishna, do not worry, Srila Prabhupada. We shall not let you die. First we can go to London, then New York, then the Pennsylvania farm. From there to Los Angeles and then on to Hawaii and Australia. In each place, devotees can come from nearby temples to be with you. The lawn at Bhaktivedanta Manor will help you walk a little each day. Radha London Ishwar and Gokulananda are so beautiful. Prabhupada to Upendra. His words are making me feel different. Just hearing, I become enthused. To Tamal Krishna, yes, make a big party. Tamal Krishna, if you go to the west, I know you will recover. Prabhupada, may Krishna make your words fulfilled. I'm prepared to go. Then here, a British devotee enters chanting japa shortly followed by Vichitharviya, the temple president of Bhaktivedanta Manor near London, England. It is an early morning in the beginning of September. Vichitharviya, upon seeing the devotee, Haribol Prabhu, how many books did you distribute yesterday? And devotee, okay, Vichitharviya. Haribol Prabhu, how many books did you distribute yesterday? Devotee, 89. Gitas and Bhagavatams. Vichitharviya, Jai. Devotee, I worked along Oxford Street until the shops closed and then I distributed at the pubs. Vichitharviya, what time did you return? Devotee, just before Mangal Arti. Vichitharviya, surprised. You haven't taken rest yet? Devotee, no. I'm going to finish my rounds, take a short nap and get ready to greet Srila Prabhupada. Vichitharviya, what kept you out so late? Devotee, when I first began distributing, a copper nicked me at Portabilo Road and took me to be charged. But I preached to the surgeon. He remembered Prabhupada. From one Rathayatra, I explained how Srila Prabhupada had risked his life to come back to London. So the British devotees are on a marathon hoping to keep him here by distributing more books than any other temple in the world. When the surgeon heard of Prabhupada's condition, he became sympathetic and told me I could go. How is Prabhupada feeling? Vichitharviya, Prabhupada honors prasadam, but only a teaspoon tips worth. He speaks only rarely, but often make a long deep sound like hmm. He says he feels no pain or disturbance, yet tears glide from his eyes, forming rivulets on his golden cheeks. Devotee, what do these symptoms mean? Vichitra Virya, it's hard to understand his thoughts and emotions. Devotee, at least we know that Prabhupada's tears don't come from ordinary suffering. Vichitra Virya, no, certainly not. Why does the moon release its cooling rays, or the monsoon cloud is soothing its soothing rains? Oh, a munificent man, his wealth. Each delivers relief. So Prabhupada cries tears of love of God to nourish our dry hearts. He used to conceal his emotions so they wouldn't be misunderstood. But now his tears flow at the slightest opportunity when he sits before Gokulananda, or when he hears a kirtan, or when he sees a beloved disciple. Devotee, how do you feel seeing Prabhupada in this way? Vichitra Virya, sorrowfully, as if each meeting may be the last. Devotee, pointing upward, look, the light has just gone on in Srila Prabhupada's bedroom. Vichitra Virya, finish your japa and pray that Prabhupada comes down. Srila Prabhupada enters lying down with Tamal Krishna Goswami by his side. Prabhupada opening his eyes. Tamal Krishna, yes, Srila Prabhupada, have you rested well? Prabhupada, lift me up. Srila Prabhupada places his arms around Tamal Krishna's neck and thus allows Tamal Krishna to raise him to a sitting position. Sitting behind him, Tamal Krishna proceeds to scratch Srila Prabhupada's back. Tamal Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, Upendra must have put your shirt on backwards. Prabhupada smiling while remembering, my mother used to do that purposely so I wouldn't remove it. I think I'm becoming like a child again. I was my mother's pet child. Once I swallowed a watermelon pit, and my friends told me it would grow into a tree in my stomach. When I ran to my mother, she told me not to worry. She would chant a mantra to prevent any harm. He laughs. I was so dependent on her. I would run to her even for asking to go to the privy. Who is stopping you? She would ask. Yes, you can go. Only then would I go. Now I have so many fathers and mothers, and once again I have become so dependent that I take help, even to sit up, to dress, or to bathe. Tamal Krishna. Krishna plays the same way, saying, mother, please feed me, please give me protection. He sustains the universe with his breath, but he shows dependence to evoke his mother's love. Prabhupada. Yashoda's love is so strong that Krishna is actually dependent. He is so bound by her loving affection that he is afraid to displease her. And I am the same. I am living only due to my disciples' love. Otherwise, in this condition, no one can maintain his life. Krishna has always surrounded me with well wishes. Not only was I my mother's favorite, but my father's as well. When I was still a youth, one of my father's friends said to him that I was very intelligent, so he should send me to England to become a lawyer. But my father said he would never send me to become a Malacha. His only wish was that I become a devotee of Radharani. Still, when I grew up, I liked that friend's idea and thought, why not go to England and get a white wife and a white child? They both laughed. In recent years, when I would take my morning walks here near the law colleges, I would think, now I've got thousands of white children without the help of a white wife. Again, laughter. Tamal Krishna, like Lord Vishnu conceiving Brahma without Lakshmi's help. Prabhupada, the other day I was thinking how fortunate I was to always be surrounded by devotees. One old friend of mine, a pleader named Nandulal Pine, was such a nice devotee. He remarried when his wife died, though he was 70 years old. When offering obeisances, sometimes because of his old age, he would stay asleep like that for 2 or 3 hours. Yesterday, just by thinking of him, I felt purified. Whatever I have introduced throughout the world, prasadam distribution, deity worship, Rathyatra, I was trained for it In my childhood, I have simply imitated what I have learned then, all except for writing books, that I have done on the order of my Guru Maharaj. The fact is that those days everyone was a devotee. Tamal Krishna. Even now in India, one can still feel the presence of Vedic culture, Prabhupada, distastefully. But at present, religion is being discouraged and therefore conditions are becoming hellish. Upendra enters, offering obeisances. Upendra. Srila Prabhupada, Hare Krishna Swami has arrived with the German and Swiss devotees. Prabhupada pleased and excited. Oh, let them in at once. Seeing all of you gives me life. Tamal Krishna. Seeing your lotus feet, all of Europe has forgotten life. Prabhupada. That you should transplant a half-dead lotus without losing its life is a great credit. Tamal Krishna. I think you are the first lotus to thrive in the dreary climate. Prabhupada. I used to wonder if the sun never sets on the British Empire. Why it never rises in London. But so many devotees have come means so many suns. Therefore, I am feeling better. Tamal Krishna. Night makes the lotus wilt, but the sun gives life to its drooping face. Prabhupada. Yes, for me, India was a long, dark night. I was rotting in Vrindavan thinking, what is this slow death? Coming to London was the right decision. Krishna Baram had placed me in the care of Radha Gokulananda. Bhagavan has come and told me of the preaching in France and other countries. When I get reports like that, my chest swells with pride to hear how our movement is expanding. Now help me up. It's a little cold, so only half bath. Ramakrishna helps Prabhupada rise and slowly exit. After a short while, Prabhupada, nicely dressed, enters assisted by Tamal Krishna and moves to a seat. He's wearing dark sunglasses. Hare Krishna Swami, Ganesham, Abhiram, and a few others enter, offering full dandavas. Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhupada. Prabhupada, with intense emotion, tears. Come here. When I sent you away, you thought I was degrading you. But I thought, here's a very intelligent boy. I already have 10 servants. Why should he be typewriting when he can do so much more? To the others, he was typing so furiously, pushing for more dictation, and cooking all varieties of foodstuffs even when I asked for simple khichdi. To Harikesh. Now, do you understand why I sent you away? Harikesh also crying. Now I understand, Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada giving inspiration. The whole world is simply waiting for Krishna consciousness. Let us give them something. Let us make them happy. Open temples, print books. Seeing them all crying, why are you crying? Harikesh, between tears, since you sent me away, my constant meditation has been to join you again. The new temples, the books, the devotees made all just to attract you to all my way again. To look my way again. Prabhupada, I know that the gopis also meditated like this. Harikesh, fighting back the tears. But I am not as advanced as the gopis. I am just a conditioned soul. Please, Srila Prabhupada, get better, more healthy. Prabhupada, with a detached calmness. Healthy, I have nothing to do with this body. I have to do with the spiritual world. Harikesh, when I see you in this condition, I feel ill too. And with your loss of appetite, who can think of eating? Seeing you wear those dark glasses makes me want to cry. Prabhupada, you are a young boy. You have the right to live. Harikesh, then I offer you my youth, as Puru offered his. Prabhupada, but I have no Devayani. How shall I use your youth? Harikesh, for preaching to deliver the world. Prabhupada, with calm reassurance, that I shall do through all of you. At my age, death is not surprising. Still, if it's possible, I want to see you all a little stronger. A father is always concerned to see his estate nicely managed. There's silence. Tamal Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, Ganesham has come from Eastern Europe. Prabhupada, he looks and seeing him, smiles. Come closer, Ganesham moves to Harikesh's side. And Prabhupada strokes his head affectionately. This is Parampara system. My Guru Maharaj pushed me. I'm pushing you and you're pushing others. You are risking so much. Ganesham, that's my only hope, leaving behind the iron curtain. I know that your divine grace and Lord Krishna are my constant protectors, Prabhupada. I never expected standing orders from the communists. I'm in selling a thing, these points are important. The appearance of the salesman, the sweet language he uses, and the familiarity with the product. But in your case, they have never seen a black man. They do not know the language, and the subject is very difficult. Yet despite all obstacles, Srimad Bhagavatam is going through. It is wonderful. Ganesham. The whole world feels indebted to you, Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada proudly. They must. I'm giving real civilization. There's no hope for this Western so-called civilization. Harisori's grandmother advised his mother to kill him while he was still in the womb. There's no culture, no religion. For woman, no husband. For father, no son. Ganesham. And in many places, no food. Prabhupada. That I've also experienced. In some countries, we could not get sugar, wheat, rice, milk or fruit. Soon it shall be the same everywhere. As they make their materialistic programs, these things will finish. It is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, you can tell them frankly, if you don't take to Krishna consciousness, these things will not be available. Then you will have to eat your philosophy. You will have to eat your own child's feeders. He paused, reflecting on the injustice repeated by a godless society. Such a nasty civilization. There is silence. Tamakrishna seeks to divert Prabhupada's thought to a more pleasant subject. Wow, Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, Rameshwar Maharaj has sent something very special for your pleasure. Handing him a new publication, Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Part 1. Prabhupada, respectfully touching the Bhagavatam to his forehead. Ah, this is my life. If book distribution increases, I shall never die. I will live for centuries. His strength has noticeably increased just by his holding the new book. Life is not within these bones or manufactured in the chemist's lab. The living force, the spirit soul, is superior to this, bones and flesh. There is a science by which you can sustain life only in bones. Hiranyakashipu did it. Abhiram, you're also doing it, Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, so take care of the bones as long as possible, but always remember that real life is print books, print more and more books. All that you collect, use half for printing, half you may spend as you like. Whatever English books we have, translate them into all languages. Ganesham, one communist professor remarked that all intellectuals and scholars should read your books. Prabhupada, if they don't, their learning is imperfect. Harikesh, your books teach ideal communism, Bhagavata communism. They are the only solution for the world's problems because they contain directions for every section of society. No one has ever done a great service. Prabhupada smiling, these books have got a standing appreciation. Wherever they go, we shall conquer. Harikesh, everyone else speculates. Prabhupada, but our philosophy is realistic and practical. There's no imagination. Everything is based upon authoritative statements of the acharyas. That's the difference between the materialists and us. They only take interest if something is different and new. D.L. Roy has written a song. Put your head down, your legs up. You must do something new, no matter how odd or ugly or rubbish it is. They all laughed. But we say, stick to the old.